Adrian Francis on ABC Radio Canberra.
Well, hasn't it been fantastic to not just hear about our nominations for the ABC Canberra Community Spirit Awards, but to also celebrate some of the finalists? And it is my great pleasure to introduce you to the principal of the Charnwood Dunlop School, Rob Lands, who is among the finalists in the School Community Spirit Champion category. I visited him at his school outside earlier this week.
Hi, my name's Robert Lands. We're standing out near the sandpit at Charnwood Dunlop Primary School, where I've been working for the last 6 years.
What a beautiful day it is too, Robert. The sun is shining. How popular are sandpits at a school like Charnwood?
Look, it's amazing. The kids absolutely love it. We've got an IEC as well, so an Introductory English Centre. We've got two small group units, which is attached to this area that we're standing around. So the kids actually love it to come out and play in it. It's beautifully filled every, you know, couple of seasons in terms of sand. And, you know, most of the time you come out here and the kids are trying to dig themselves to China or classic old sayings, and they have a great time. So it's a bit of a connection for some of those kids that don't have that English as their first language, or maybe some of those social abilities to connect with other kids. So it's a great starting point for them.
And how popular is the sandpit with your students who have a disability?
It's that opportunity to be in a space where they can feel more comfortable. It's a bit of that social lubricant around a similar context to play and have fun. And for our, you know, some of our specific kids, that access is a really important thing. And so being able to access this space and being able to play in it with other people of all abilities and all able-bodied people just makes it like a neutral place for them to enjoy.
Rob, was there one particular student who really wanted access to the sandpits through both schools?
Yeah, absolutely. So we had a driving motivation with one of our little people coming through preschool who was in a wheelchair. As things change over time, you know, our school's around 50 years old and some of the older setups don't enable that all area access. And so we just wanted to make sure that spaces like this could be utilised. And in particular for her, her favourite thing was to be able to be in the sand. She's now able to access onto the little decking that we built and then able, with her support person, to get into the sandpit and have a good time with everybody else.
How different was the access here prior to you all coming together and upgrading?
So the sandpit stood by itself about 600 mils high off the ground with its wall, which meant that only an able-bodied person could step over the edge of the sandpit, and it was completely isolated. So there was no path up to it, no hard fixture, just grass surrounding it, which would have made it almost impossible for a wheelchair to come up to the edge of it. And so our deckings encompass, you know, we've dropped the level of the sandpit height from the outside, and then we've decked around the two sides of it with an entry ramp from our sort of turfed grassed area, so that now she can roll across nice and easy and straight to the edge of the sandpit.
And how much easier does this make it for that student's carer to allow her to safely get the student in and out of the wheelchair into the sandpit?
Yeah, phenomenal. So the little person can actually almost get out herself and back in herself. So she's building up her strength with her upper body around how she does that. So the carers are just supporting her to come out of that wheelchair, be on the edge of the sandpit. She's able to lower herself in, play around, come back and sit up on the side, and then they help her back into that wheelchair at the end.
Robert, what did it cost to bring this project to reality? How did you approach it?
We've got an amazing crew of people here. So I talked to my building, so he's called a BSO, so Building Service Officer, and he's a jack of all trades. And so I sort of sat down with him. His name's Ben. And I said, mate, this is what we want to do. Can we do it together? And he said, yep. So then I talked with our business manager, Kirsten, and I said, what sort of a budget have we got? And we managed to put this together for about $7,000.
What would it have cost if you had to completely fund it externally?
Yeah, so the quotes that we had came in around 22 to 25.
So how long might it have taken for the school community here and the school to raise those funds had you not gone your own way?
I don't think we could have justified putting all of that money into something outside like this. We've got so many needs across elsewhere, resources that we have to do for our students. You know, the luxury of a play something, even though we understand the importance of it for the difference it makes to those little people's lives, it is hard to juggle those budgets. And so being able to make that sort of $5,000 to $6,000 or $7,000 go as far as it, you know, as it can, is a really important thing. And we do that across school in all sorts of places. I've got a project at the moment. We're going to convert our ovals, and our PNC are coming on board. And so we're going to put a whole irrigated oval over there with proper grass, proper fields, proper goals, and that's all going to be funded by the school and through our PNC, which are amazing at the moment in terms of their fundraising and their connection with our community and our staff. We did work at the front of the school to put our own disabled car park in there and made that happen, and had the support of the directorate to fund that, which was fantastic, but we sort of made that happen ASAP because our little person was about to have a little sister. And our other car park was too far away for her to be able to walk everybody in. So we made that happen over the holidays really quick. And just lots more things like that that the community have done. We've put in our yarning circle down here for our community to be a part of with our ATSI students. We've got an Indigenous garden over here that we put in at the end of last year as well for more support and improvement across the... So it's about making that community space in a school where everybody feels welcome.
Sounds like it's really built up a momentum here. So take me back to the scene as you developed this sandpit. How many teachers, how many parents, who was involved in bringing this to reality?
Well, we got together in the holidays, so we had to do it in our own time, which was fine. I talked to my BSO was already working throughout the holidays, so that was easy for him. And then myself, my deputy came in and helped out. We just sort of plugged in a few dates, and then the people that were on ground really just sort of came in and gave a hand. We didn't call for parents on this one. We just needed to get it done. But the parents across our Charmwood community have been amazing, and they always help out where they can. Our youth support worker came in and gave us a hand. We had teachers come in throughout the holidays, and if they saw us out here, they'd start helping out. We had meetings out here. I remember with my deputy one afternoon we were working away, and I was pouring concrete and she was pouring water, and we'd have our meeting out here rather than in the office. So,
are you handy, Robert?
Yeah, I love this stuff. This is a bit of a passion that I've always liked to do. So, yeah.
It's fantastic to hear what a difference it makes when you bring people together. And so how has it been received, and how is it continuing to be received by not just the existing school community, but possibly new parents and other parents thinking about bringing their kids to this school?
Yeah, the way it's received is a changing of people's perspectives. And in the past, rightly or wrongly, unfortunately, places across Canberra have been stigmatised or given names. And the biggest thing for us out here in Charmwood is to change that reputation from a long time ago. And it's the community that's changing that reputation. So there are beautiful people that are living out here. And the way it's received is people come to the school now and they see that there's a whole staff of educators that are committed to making a difference to the students. And when they hear little stories like this, they can then see it and they can feel it. And so the difference then is that the community wants to value what's happening at the local level, and our numbers are going up, you know, each year.
It'd be easy to possibly underestimate the impact of a simple sandpit on a child's education. What have you seen?
Oh, this particular little person that we've seen, her parents are so happy. She's absolutely blossomed this year. In her classroom space, with her friends, with her learning, with her social connections. And so this is kind of like one of those mediums that allows her to connect more. And so I think what we've seen there is just that difference in her self-confidence.
So it's sort of inclusion, and it's about having all abilities mainstreamed.
Yep.
Where else is there scope to make things more all abilities here in the grounds of this older school precinct?
Yeah, well, look, we're looking at doing lots of work through the front of the school as well and our access points. So there's, you know, classic things around, you know, old stairs being put in and one-way entry points like that. So really looking at how we give an opportunity or an access in all spaces for that. I talked a little bit about the oval before and making that more of an inclusive space for this person to be able to access, and how we look at gaining ramps down to those areas. We're looking at improving our canteen area and what we can do there for our community space as a bit more of a hub. Traditionally, you know, back in the days, every school had canteens, and then it became harder to fund those as we changed those funding models. But now we're looking at how we get that back on board. And some of our teachers have done amazing things around that as well. We have a bit of a snack canteen that happens every other Friday, but that comes off the back of teachers putting a lot of effort in themselves, and community coming in to help us out. So the scope is to make this more of a community hub, where parents can come and go and be a part of that learning every day, all the time.
How did it feel to be nominated for the ABC Canberra Community Spirit Awards, Robert, you and your community here?
Yeah, really nice. Like, it was quite a surprise. I feel like I just like to get up and do things, and there's no sort of thought around what that may or may not. Look, obviously, the thought is around the impact it'll have to help the students, but to have a community sort of perspective come back and go, actually, you know, we really value what you've done in that space is really touching.
Can the recognition also make a bit of a difference in terms of driving and further supporting what you're already trying to do?
100%. Yeah, that recognition or that, like I said, that perspective shift then enables the school to really gain momentum in more of a social understanding where everyone's on board to achieve better things for the students. And you know, in this world we live in, I think relationships is one of the most important things. And as we move forward in these tricky times, I think it's going to become even more evident. And the benefit of what we're doing here is showing that we're really putting value into those relationships and into that community, and that social connection for people.
Not just nominated, also a finalist. Congratulations on being a finalist in the All-Star Community, School Community Champion category. Lovely meeting you and so interesting hearing about what you're doing here at Charnwood, and just wanting to wish you the very best of luck going forward.
Lovely. Thanks, Adrian.